Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph, Chulin 101b, pagination is 202. We're going to be learning the piece that starts midway on the page in the beginning of a line and the two dots, Amar Rav Yehuda V'Alum Ibn Yaakov. But in order to do that, let us begin on the previous daf, which is Kuf Amud Beis 101b, pagination 200, on the fourth line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Noeg b'tahora. The laws of Gid HaNoshe, that specific part in the back of the animal that's not allowed to be eaten, based on the story with Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach, is applicable by a tahora, by a kosher animal. Ve'ena noeg b'tameya. It's not applicable by a temeya, by a non-kosher animal. And the question over here, on a very simple level, is going to be how many violations a person would be in violation of if he ate it. Or, taking a step deeper, we did discuss the possibility that the Gid HaNoshe doesn't have taste. It's a part of the animal that doesn't have taste, sinew. Now, if the Torah went ahead and forbade it anyway, specifically, so then it's going to be forbidden by a case of Gid HaNoshe, by a tahora. But if it's a temeya, it's not a violation because it doesn't have taste, and the Torah never imposed a violation on that eating. So it's Eitz Ba'alma, it's just wood. And that has to be sorted out. Now, there is a fascinating Rashi over here, which actually would force us to rethink the way we understand Gid HaNoshe not having taste or yes having taste. We made an observation in a previous session that the possibility that according to both opinions, really there is no taste, but the Torah imposed a violation. Rashi indicates that the opinion of Yesh Begidin Tam, that the Gid HaNoshe does have taste, is not just the Torah imposed, but it literally does have taste. And therefore, it's going to be relevant when the animal is not kosher, even if you hold Gid HaNoshe doesn't apply. But once you tell me that that part of the animal has taste, it's going to be an issue of temeya, of the fact that it's not kosher and it's not kosher taste. Ulamandamar ein ta'am begidin, according to the opinion that says that it does not have taste, pato miklum, he would be totally absolved, because even by a tahora, it was eitz, it was like wood, but the Torah caused a violation, and therefore, according to that opinion, when we get to the temeya case, the non-kosher animal, it's not included in the Gid HaNoshe mitzvah, and it doesn't have taste, so it's totally not a violation. Again, let's look at the Mishnah. Noeg b'tahora ve'ino noeg b'temeya. According to the first opinion, it's applicable by a tahora, by a kosher animal, and not by a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda amar b'temeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's in a violation even by a non-kosher animal. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll explain. V'alom ibn Yaakov neser Gid HaNoshe. Gid HaNoshe became forbidden to the children of Yaakov. V'adayim behema temeya mutares lohen. And at that point, there was no difference between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. Either way, they weren't Jewish yet. They weren't bound by Torah law yet. Amru lo, the first opinion, the majority opinion, says back to Rabbi Yehuda, "B'sinai ne'emar." No, that's not how to understand the mitzvah of Gerah Noshe. The mitzvah was given at Sinai to Jews that were accepting the Torah. Ela shenichtav b'mekomo. It's just that when Moshe put together the Sefer Torah by Hashem's guidance, he put it in the place where it would flow seamlessly. Al kein, therefore, in the future, lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid anoshe. The Jewish people will not eat the gid anoshe, but it was not a commandment to the B'nai Yaakov, although perhaps they voluntarily observed it, as many mitzvahs were observed by the earlier generations. This is in sync with the principle that we have, that Torah is not telling us a historical lesson, but rather lessons of life, and therefore, this is the way Moshe taught it. He taught it at the time of Vayishlach, with the story of Yaakov. He said, Al kein, therefore, in the future, there would be such a mitzvah. Let's move on to today's daf, Chulin Kuf Aleph 101b, pagination 202. Midway on the page, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argued, V'alom ibn Yaakov, the mitzvah was given to the children of Yaakov, and to them, kosher and non-kosher animals was not a distinction. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, they answered Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi ne'mar al kein lo yochlu ibn Yaakov? Does it say that the children of Yaakov won't eat? That would infer that it's talking about their generation. Valono nemar al b'nei Yisrael. It says the Jewish people, referring to the generation that accepted the Torah. Valonikru b'nei Yisrael ad Sinai. And they're not called the b'nei Yisrael until Sinai. Elo b'sinai nemar. Must be that this was all said by Sinai. Ela shenichtav b'mekomo, but it's written in the place where it was appropriate to teach the mitzvah. Leidem eizetam nasa lohem, to understand the source as to why gid hanoshe is forbidden. Masiv Rava, Rava asked the question. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael es Yaakov avihem, parshas Vayichi. We find the term b'nei Yisrael referring to the children of Yaakov. And the Gemara answers, La'achar Maisa. Well, that's after Hashem renamed Yaakov Yisrael. So therefore, B'nai Yisrael. But at the time that followed the angel's interaction, Yaakov's name officially was not yet changed to Yisrael. The Malach already foreshadowed, he intimated that it's going to happen, but it didn't happen yet. And therefore, if it says B'nai Yisrael, before Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, it must be that it's talking about the generation of Har Sinai. Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'Rava l'Ravashi. Ravacha, the son of Rava, said to Ravashi, and this is quite a sophisticated question to appreciate what he's asking. He asks, "May Ahi Shaita Litzer?" From that moment that they are described as B'nai Yisrael carrying Yaakov's aron, Yaakov's coffin, from that time they should become forbidden to eat the Gid Hanoshe. You'll see Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, Me'ahi Shaita, from that time, Divayisu B'nai Yisrael Litzar, from the time that they, it's described that they carried their father and their called B'nai Yisrael, so they should become forbidden. In other words, that pasuk of Al-Kain lo yochlu B'nai Yisrael is Gid Anoshe. Therefore, the B'nai Yisrael shouldn't eat the Gid Anoshe. Well, now they're called B'nai Yisrael. So suddenly, that mitzvah should be applicable to them. Omar Lay, and he responded, V'chi Torah pa'amim pa'amim nitna. You think the Torah is given in spurts, different places it's given? It would only be given either at the time of Matan Torah or at the time that it's applicable. Suddenly, in the middle of history, suddenly, poof, the mitzvah suddenly becomes applicable because they are now Bnei Yisrael and the Pasuk described it as Bnei Yisrael. He says that doesn't follow. Hahu Shaita, that moment that they were burying Yaakov, Lav Shas Mais Havai, it's not the time of the incident, which I would understand if it was the time of the incident why the mitzvah would come and become applicable. Veloshas Matan Torah Havai, and it's not the time that Torah was being given. It was an arbitrary time that suddenly they're called Bnei Yisrael. That's not going to cause the mitzvah to suddenly become applicable. So indeed, we have the term Bnei Yisrael used, but that's after Yaakov's name has been changed to Yisrael. But to say that the mitzvah becomes applicable at that moment, the first moment that they're termed Bnei Yisrael in the Torah, he says that doesn't make sense, that that's what the Torah wanted. And therefore, either it's going to be applicable at the time of the incident, or it's going to be at Matan Torah. And therefore, circling back to our topic of making a distinction between the tahora and the tameya, the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, the Tanakhama holds noig b'tahora ve'ena noig b'tameya. It was given to the people at the time of Matan Torah, and at that time the mitzvah was given on animals that they would be allowed to eat, and they're being told with the exception of certain parts of the animal, including the Gid HaNoshe. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.